Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
In February last year, I put a house on the market that I had guided my sellers through the process of preparing. We put it up. We ended up selling the house for over $100,000 more than the list price and without an appraisal contingency. That seller then referred me to their friends whose house I listed this past fall in Potomac, Maryland. A $1,100,000 property in a very desirable neighborhood for location, schools, et cetera, and so on. Well, we ended up selling that property for $40,000 more than the list price. And sometimes people say, wow, that's incredible. How did that happen? Well, it really does start with some proper preparation. When you want to sell your home as is, clearly you're not going to want to do anything to the property, and that's fine. And we have a great guide for those of you who say, I'm not that person who's going to do the fix-ups. I'd love to know how to just lock the door, walk away, sell it like it is. Fine. Go to ericstewartgroup.com, download the as-is guide. But for those who want to capitalize on their property and prepare it and get it ready for the market and get the most money and also put it on the market at the right time, then download the Market Ready Guide. This guide will guide you through the process of preparing, much the way that I've helped numerous couples this past week get their houses ready. In fact, we put 16 homes on the market on the 16th of February, and we knew we were going to do that 2, 3, 4 months ago even. I told people 16th will probably be D-Day for launching our listings. Of course, none of us knew that we were going to experience the kind of weather that we've had this past 3, 4 weeks here. Unbelievable. I love it. It's great, and it's brought the buyers out even more in force. But even when it's cold, and last year, even if you remember the 18th of February, we had 2 feet of snow drop. Even in that late window of a winter, we were selling houses very quickly with lots of buyers and offers above list price, even during the midst of all the snow. How is that possible? Well, it really is something you don't control and I don't control. It's just a demand cycle, and it's just like the tide rises for all the boats at certain times of the day, and how the moon gets full and doesn't get full and so on. It's just, I don't know. I can't really give you a great explanation. It's just a fact of life. And so recognizing this reality is something that I spent the time, the energy to dig deep into inventory, demand, when houses sell, how much they sell for, average days on the market, and analyzed all of this to come up with an economic theory that I employ for the sale of my real estate. And you can benefit from my knowledge to get top dollar for your property. It's still a great time. Right now is an excellent time to get your house ready and get it on the market. We still have a long window here, like landing a space shuttle. You know, there's a window during which they can land it, and after that, it closes. We have that now. We just started that. Last week, we put 16 homes on the market. We sold 8 of them. We put a property on the market in College Park, Maryland, that we sold for over $40,000 more than list price. Okay? That was 10% more than the property was listed for with multiple offers. We put a property on the market in McLean, Virginia for $800,000. Single family home, McLean School District, 4-level split, great house. Okay, how do we do? We ended up at $823,000 on that property. Yes, we sold for $23,000 more than list price. Again, the demand was there. We had 4 offers on the property, and we had people who were clamoring for it. I mentioned 2 weeks ago putting a house on the market in Bethesda for $8,000 that we ended up selling for over $850,000. The time is now. The inventory is low. We're at the nadir of supply and at the greatest demand point. Take advantage of it. Have me out. Call me now at 1-800-900-9104. Don't forget that number. Remember, 1-800-900-9104. It's the best number to call, and you'll get one of my assistants who will answer the phone. They'll take your information, and we'll schedule to come out and see you to get you ready, get you to take advantage of this great market timing. There is palpable concern about interest rates rising. We've heard Fed Chairman Janet Yellen say that she's probably going to do something in March. Guess what? March is just a week away. That happens. We see the rates continue to start to rise. If the boat really starts to float, if you really start to see the rates rise and they start to pick up steam in rising, you could go from where we are at 4% to 6.5% in about 2 or 3 months. It could happen that quickly. It's unbelievable. If the bond market sells off, it is a freight train of fear as people dump bonds. Now, I don't think that's necessarily going to happen, but I don't really want you to be on the other end of that where you're selling into higher interest rates and have to lower your price to accommodate what people can actually afford, right? Because right now, people can afford to buy more house, and that's why prices have stabilized and gone up in a lot of areas. So, hey, this is a lot of good information in the Market Ready Guide, the Right Sizing Guide. Download them today at ericstewartgroup.com. The As Is Guide, great for those of you who live in houses and just, you know, just don't want to do anything, or maybe you've looked around your neighborhood and you said, hey, I'm probably going to have my house torn down. Contact me, because I've got 86 different builders. And this is not a sales ploy. This is literally what I have, 86 different builders that we go to with every lot that we have, so that you generate the same kind of exposure as if you went to one builder who says, yeah, I'll pay you X and you can avoid paying some commission or something like that. Whatever the deal is for one builder, imagine if you can create the same kind of excitement I'm talking about with builders that you have with the general public. Well, that took a lot of time, gathering the information, building out the network, and then building a reputation within that network. I put a property on the market in Kensington, Maryland, a four-lot subdivision right by Holy Redeemer School. We put that under contract about a week and a half ago, and we ended up getting above list price. We had tremendous interest in the property. How can you sell your property for the most money? You need to have the right tools. You need to have the right marketing skills to help you sell the property. I will discuss this in just a few minutes. Ardell Fleeson will join me from Walton Wood. I'll speak on how to sell your home for top dollar this week at 2 and 4 p.m. at the Belmont Country Club. And that is an opportunity not only to have some coffee and some dessert and so on, but to learn in an hour. I will give you an hour of what I'm giving you now, but you'll be able to see the screens. You'll see the verification of all the technical detail that I've gone through to evaluate market timing for the D.C. area. So if you want to get an education for free on how to sell your house for top dollar, this is a great opportunity to do that, courtesy of Walton Wood. And ericstewartgroup.com, you can contact us there. You can call me toll-free. If you want to register, feel free to call me or go to my website and, you know, download one of my guides. Say, hey, I want to come out on Tuesday. We'll get you scheduled for the 2 or 4 o'clock, depending upon your interest. It's set up with an hour conversation with a 15 to 30 minute Q&A afterwards. So you'll have chances to come up and talk to me personally. If you got problems with your house, folks, I've been doing this 30 years. I've sold 2,700 houses. I've handled wet basements, graveyards on the property. I've handled radon, lead paint, asbestos, you name it. I've covered it. I've handled hoarding situations where you can't even walk into rooms, to the most pristine and glorious homes that you could possibly imagine. From $5 million properties to $100,000 properties, I understand the market, the demand, the financing, and all aspects of the construction process. So I'll advise you on those. If you have any questions, this is a great opportunity for you to come out live in person to a fun event. And I really do make it fun. I tell some great stories. You know, they're just, you've heard my stories if you've been listening to me for a while. And, you know, some of my stories are just darn unbelievable, that people actually sold houses like I had to sell, or discovered defects that they had no idea that they had for years and years. But it's true, and I'll bring all that to bear on the 1st. It's March 1st at 2 and 4 at the Belmont Country Club. Again, my toll-free number, 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104. Remember that number and call me now, and or go to our website at ericstewartgroup.com. Oh, I almost forgot to mention, we have a contest at the Eric Stewart Group Facebook page, and I want to encourage you to like our page, because we're going to give away 2 tickets to join me, so you and a friend can join me for a Capitals game, where I'll serve everybody dinner at the Green Turtle beforehand. We'll go to the Caps game, have a great time together, and I'll even try to get you a ride on the Zamboni during the intermission, okay? If you want to, go ahead and like my Facebook page, Eric Stewart Group. We'll send out a further announcement to all the people that have liked us. We'll have one more gate you'll have to go through after we start the contest, which will be probably in about 3 to 5 days or so. We'll actually start the contest. But go now, like Eric Stewart Group on the Facebook page, and you'll get all the details on this contest. It's going to be fun. I might even sing you a song, folks. I might even sing you a song at dinner.
I'll take the ride on the Zamboni.
Ken Hunter says, I'll take the ride on the Zamboni. Yeah, I guess he's heard me sing. So, Anyway, so we want to stay in touch with you, and this is a great way for us to communicate with you is through Facebook, because we'll post our blog content, we'll post contests, we'll also post special show announcements and things like that at ericstewartgroup.com on our website, as well as at the Eric Stewart Group Facebook page. Okay? All right. Can you guess who just put his house on the market for $11 million and who bought it for $150,000 in 1971? Any guesses? Who do you think? Ken, any ideas? $150,000 in 1971. He's got it on the market now for $11 million.
Donald Trump.
Not a bad guess. Warren Buffett. Wow. What a piece of real estate. Well, for your real estate investments, I know you're going to want to hear about how to sell your house for top dollar. Ardell Fleason joins me in just a second.